Yo, what's up? I know it's been a minute. It's been like, I don't know how many minutes it's been. It's been a long time. I'm going to be discussing today. I'll fill you in. So welcome to this newer version, the next episode of Evolution, whatever. Millennial's Third Eye, Joe. I want to be called Baby Joe. I'll tell you later. But I want to talk about embracing the bad bitch energy of yourself. And I also want to introduce, it's an honor to be, but it's an honor to introduce my guest that I kind of like, I go crazy with putting things together, but forgive me if I say this wrong. Andy Bustamante, right? Is that it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So before I'm excited to even do this with you. Andy, it's crazy how life works. I'll never forget this, and it's funny. It's just cool to me. When I started doing spiritual readings online and stuff and social media, she was one of the first people there that I read. But it's really cool to even, like, watch her story, and then she, like, believes in me and tells me I should, like, believe in myself. But, Andy, what's going on?
What's up? Thank you for having me, first of all. I'm excited. And not much, man. I was just, you know, home right now and relaxing a little bit, you know, had finished doing some gardening outside, and I was, you know, enjoying watching a hummingbird just chill, come pick up my flowers and stuff. But life is good. Life is good. Everything's going good. How are you?
Bad bitch energy right here. I'm doing much better. And I say that because it's true. I'm tired of saying like the same like labels, like spiritual journey. Like I just like, you know, I went through another whatever you want to call it, and this time around I'm realizing I must also embrace my bad bitch energy. Like that's why I'm talking about this too. So
there you go.
But I've been great.
There you go.
For most people, if I told them like the whole like current life, what's happening in my life right now, they'd probably be like, are you crazy? Are you all right? Do you want to talk about like what's going on? Is that a plan, Joe? And I know everyone's life's different. So I want to, we don't have to talk about like, I wanted to go bounce around a bunch of stuff too, but let's talk about like your singing and career with this. And even on my end, watching and seeing you post, and it is so frigging cool. So,
thank you.
Whatever you can share, like tell me a little bit before this started. Or
I started music at a very young age. Music is actually like a very big part of who I am, and music has saved me time and time again. You know, during different difficult times of my life. And I started at a very young age, started with, you know, playing keyboards and eventually joined band and played the alto sax. And I joined a mariachi group here when I was in junior high and learned how to play the violin and the accordion and started singing. And at the age of 14, I actually started playing professionally and with the university mariachi group. And that's where I was really challenged, you know, to do more and sing more. And that's when I started my first, you know, Tejano group. I'm a Tejano recording artist.
So what does that mean? Like, I'm not to sound like I'm not. What does that define that for even for me?
Tejano, it's, you know, it's a Chicano. It's our culture. It's Spanish music here in the state of Texas. I live on the border of Texas, you know, by Mexico. And it's a style of music. It's a genre, and it's called Tejano music. So I am a Tejano recording artist, but I also do mariachi music as well. So, I've been a, you know, musician playing and singing professionally since the age of 14. And now, you know, I have a few songs out and still pursuing my music career. You know, haven't gotten a Grammy yet or anything like that, but I have gotten several recognitions, which I'm so blessed for. And you know, there's been times in my life where I hit that very dark point, that dark place, and somehow music is always there for me and helps pull me out of that darkness. So very grateful for my music. Very grateful for to have that in my life, and you know. So yeah, pretty much.
I remember, and this is like, people. I'm sure people even ask you, and people ask me, how are you so confident, or how are you? And I sit there, I'm like, I know that I went through phases and stuff, and I'm like, how do I explain this? This is weird. But I remember you watching you like on, I don't stalk you, I promise, but I watched your like karaoke and you have so much fun, and we don't have to talk about anything you want to talk about. But the reason why I also, I'm glad to like have you on is because you had your difficulties, you're human, you might have some challenges, but I know deep down your heart, like even when you have, well, me too, like we don't stop. Because we feel, I don't know, maybe a calling, but what embraced you more to like just go for it?
To go like towards music?
Yeah, like on my end, when I was watching, I remember, you know, you're a great mother, and you're human, and I see you doing, you know, the singing, and I'm like, well, I can't do that. I'm embarrassed to do that myself. But then you, like, out of nowhere, I don't even remember what day it was on Earth, but I just saw you, like, going places and singing and doing it and, like, entertaining. What was that something you always did, or?
It's something I've always wanted to do. And, you know, it takes time. You know, you don't build fame. You don't, you know, you have to climb a ladder. You have to, you know, slowly grow. You start from the bottom and grow up, right? And so I guess I finally reached that point in my life where I started getting more recognized and, you know, started touring and, you know, meeting new people, making new connections, networking, you know, differently in my musical career. I guess I went up another step, you know, and you just got to go for it. You just got to do it. I mean, you can't expect your dreams to come true just by sitting on your ass and doing nothing.
I'm glad you said that because so I know people are probably like, because I deleted my page and I was like, and people are confused or think maybe, and I don't care what people think, it's more or less the dream is something. It's funny how it worked out for me too, and I love that you said that. I knew that I was getting stuck with my social media spiritual page, and I was like constantly trying to figure some stuff out, and I had to like let go or show myself like you can't hold on to this, like you're insecure. So I was trying to figure out what was next, and I loved motivational speaking, but I realized like I kept saying I don't fit in completely. I want to be able to say whatever the fuck I want, and I forgot by conversation someone said maybe like, you know, I was thinking it, didn't say it, and I said at the age you didn't think of it as comedy. And it clicked in my head first going, oh, my God, I thought the same thing. And then I remembered I was starting to do stand-up or open mic in Florida when I lived there, and I bombed. It was horrible. But this journey for chasing your dream, I got a question. Have you felt this before where it was such a pull to you that you were like, why do I feel this? What's going on?
What part?
Like, maybe I'm just a weird one.
I was being told.
It's like it's this emotion of energy, like something is like a call. It's a calling in a way. Like, did you feel this calling?
Yeah, like towards my music, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I felt like my story, this what I've been through. You know, I've been through a lot since childhood. I mean, we all have stories. We all have gone through stuff. But a lot of times people are afraid to talk about it. They're afraid to share their stories. They're ashamed.
Yeah.
They're embarrassed. They're afraid of what people are going to say. And, you know, I just remember that when I was going through my traumas, you know, so many times I wanted somebody there for me. I wanted a friend. I needed a friend. I needed somebody to talk to, and I didn't have anybody. And, you know, I feel God gave me the gift of music to be able to connect with people, to communicate through my music, through my words, and, you know, use my experiences, my traumas, and speak about them, share them, and let people know, hey, I've been there too, but I didn't let it defeat me. You know, I could have chosen to end my life like many people do, but instead I chose, you know, to turn it into something positive and connect with you and be there for you now and help you become a stronger version of you by sharing our stories together. And now then that person eventually will be, you know, build the same strength that I had to learn to build. And eventually they're going to share their wisdom with someone else, you know, they're actually
We're going to touch people's souls, and subconsciously they're going to forget that maybe we did something. Hopefully they remember, and we just helped the world one at a time. Yeah, for real. No, I get that. I love that. So I forgot, but I had to revisit like why I was doing what I was doing, and I did it, and I still do it because of suicide prevention, right? And I actually I went to this open mic because I'm going right into it, and it's all a bunch of other comics like working their stuff out, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do this and we'll keep going. And so I did my thing, and it wasn't that bad, but I'm, you know, cool with it. But these other guys, right? So I'm standing up for like suicide awareness and prevention, and then I'm watching these guys, and like they're all getting nervous, or they go like, fuck, you know, maybe I'll just kill myself. And it's supposed to be funny, but I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm not doing my job. I'm like, shit. But it got weird. But, okay, so with your music now, and you, like you said, like, we all start somewhere. My story is kind of, I think, unethical. Like, it just doesn't make sense, but it does. But where are you at with all your stuff now, and where do you want to go with it?
You know, I just hope to continue, you know, reaching the hearts of people and reaching them with my music. I hope, you know, I want to be remembered. I want to leave a legacy, you know, and I want it to be because I was good, someone good. I was a people person, you know, and I don't care about no awards or anything like that. I think what matters more to me is helping others. And if I help someone get through their burdens and stuff like that, that means more to me than anything. Because I remember when I needed someone. And, you know, I remember that feeling that I had. And if I could help someone, help someone out of their darkness, you know, that means the world to me. So I just hope to continue doing that and, you know, help spread love.
Yeah, I had a hard time, like, figuring, I think I'm still having a hard time figuring my life out, but I was trying to figure out how can I touch these kids, like, how can we reach these kids, you know, like, how can we help influence, and I figured maybe the best way is to take humor, I want to ask you, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Do you want to be famous? Do you want to be well-known? Do you want to be, like, you're going to be known no matter what for being, like, such a sweetheart and an awesome, good person. Like, I already see that. Like, we know that. Like, what's your goal?
Honestly,
I want to be famous.
When I was little, yeah, I wanted to be a star. You know, I wanted to be like Selena, you know. So I guess, yeah, I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be a star. But
yes,
now it's that I see the industry and how it works. And I'm just like, you know what? I just want to be happy. I just want to live my life to its fullest, you know, and scratch off things off my bucket list and just live. I want joy. I want happiness. So, yeah.
So hold on. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. Joy, happiness. Yeah. Well, see, what I was realizing is, because I wanted to put myself in check, I'm like, am I really ready for this? And I YouTube, like, what's it like being, because we think we see it one way, but, you know, you might go to the grocery store and you can't anymore because they're like, hey, you know, they're all over you. In my mind, I'm not saying all over you in a bad way, like they want your attention. I would still do it. Be like, hold up, let me just get my milk. And like, do you want that? And I'm just asking because this is stuff that I work through in my own brain.
I've had situations where I show up to different locations and people recognize me already.
Yeah,
it's a nice feeling. it's a nice feeling. But then I've also had to deal with situations where you have your haters, you know, hiding behind fake profiles. There's a lot of that out there.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You know, they try to put air out all your dirty laundry and, you know, start rumors and stuff like that. It's going to happen. So it just, like, do you really want that? Is that something you know, if you look at, like, the Kardashians and all those, you know, celebrities out there, look at their lives and look at the way they live and how paparazzi doesn't let them breathe sometimes. And can you imagine going through a very personal time in your life, like, where, you know, you just need some space? We all have those moments where we need space. And paparazzi won't let you have your space. Can you imagine how frustrating that would be? So,
yeah.
Do I really want, you know, so would I really want that? I don't know.
You might
have
to upgrade to like a bigger ranch with like.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm sure like with everything comes a new level, right? So there is that. We want to be at peace with stuff, but we also want it. Like, I know what I'm signing up for. I'm not saying like, I think people might find it like cocky or like, oh, but I don't care about what people think. And I love that you said the haters. I used to worry about that, like pleasing people and even on social media or people going to see or who's going to watch, who's going to say what. And even in your sort like singing and comedy or what I'm doing, I see it both ways kind of, no matter what, there's going to be some stupid shit, but it's not really about focusing on that. It's really about embracing who you are, because people are going to love you or hate you. And I really can't see people like being upset with you, but unless I don't even want to talk about it. I don't see anyone. They're just going to want to know more about you. People want more and more and more. But yeah, I agree with you. So, I had to evolve. So embracing my bad bitch side, right? So the reason why I talked about this and I wanted to talk more about it is because I think there's a confusion of masculine feminine energy or what it's supposed to look like. And to me, I'm playful with it. My bad bitch side is this inner feminine energy that doesn't give a fuck and is going to do what they want to do in the sense like, what I want to choose to do and be happy and also go after my goal and dreams and stop pleasing people. And what do you feel like in your own words is like your bad bitch energy?
My bad bitch energy when I don't give a crap. I go do my thing. You know, I don't care what the haters say. If anything, I use that as more ammo. And I don't focus on anybody else's growth other than my own. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own goals. What's something they're trying to accomplish in life? Well, you know what? I'm not going to focus on theirs. I'm focused on mine. And I'm going to do what it takes to get myself there. You know, and at the same time, as I'm growing and I'm moving up, I'm reaching back and extending my hand to pull the rest with me, bring them up with me.
Yes.
Because that's what a bad bitch does.
Exactly. Oh, that's my bad bitch side. All right. I feel you on that. I totally get it. It's always bringing people up. I often thought about also, like, because I'm not just saying this. This is true, and I'm sure maybe you have your own thoughts and experiences. I'm getting people now that are like, one, they believe in me as much as I believe myself, which hasn't, you know, you've been around too, so I'm not saying you weren't there, but it's more like really, really high energy. Like, you got this, like, we're making dreams. Like, I haven't had that in a group or people say that. And then I have someone that said, you're my hero. And I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that right now. But I'm realizing, like, I forget that, yeah, I'm human, but I feel like everyone can do this, and that's what I've been doing on my social page for when I had it. It's like, I just want people to see, like, you can do what this is, and at the same time, I didn't really know what the fuck that was, but I was doing it. And I'm not used to this now where it's like people are looking up to me and I'm like, have you had that?
People looking up to me?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I actually have some followers and some little girls too that look up to me.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you know, sometimes I'll bring them up on stage to dance with me and,
what?
You know. Yeah, and it those moments are moments that they'll remember the rest of their life, you know, moments that, you know, actually paid attention to them and acknowledged them. And a lot of people don't do that sometimes, you know, nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they forget to humble themselves. They forget where they started. You know, mm-hmm. They were once that little girl in the crowd or little boy in the crowd, you know? And so if I can bring someone up on stage, I will. Like most, I've brought grandmas up on stage. I've gotten off stage to go dance with grandpas, you know, like, I get very involved with my audience. I include them in my show. I make them part of my show and, you know, I make it a very memorable time for them and fun time for them. So
now I'm also prepared
yeah.
for this, but you know, I know it's life. Maybe you already experienced this. I don't know. Maybe I need a tip from you about it before it happens. But I was talking to my mom earlier because, you know, I talk to my mom. And she's like, you have to be prepared when you're not – when something happens in your life and you're not happy about it, you're going to have to go on stage and you're going to have to still be funny. And she has a point. Like, I get that. Have you
yeah.
felt that already? Like, you – yeah, how'd you
oh,
handle
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had – you know, I've had times where – I was going through my divorce and I had to go perform and this is not when I was at the mariachi, I would have to go perform at weddings and I'd have to go perform a love song. And there was one time that I did cry while I was singing and people thought that I was just emotional because I was happy for the couple and stuff like that. But no, I was actually breaking inside, you know,
no
and I was connecting to the words and just, you know, reminiscing on my marriage and stuff like that, you know, I've had those moments and it happens. You know, like I said, I'm very passionate about music. I pay attention to what I sing. You know, usually what I sing are my stories and what I'm going through in life. So, yeah, I do get emotional when doing
yeah.
that.
You're like, no, fool. I'm crying because I went through some shit and I want to tell you about it because
yeah.
I don't want you to fear about your future divorce possibly.
yeah.
Yeah,
this
love game.
You know,
yeah,
the songs I write
sorry,
about have a lot of heartache and heartbreak, and you know, I've written songs to him, the one who broke my heart. I've written songs to the woman who intervened in my marriage, talking about karma and stuff like that. And I'm
yeah.
a very transparent artist when it comes to
would
my
you,
music.
Would you write a song about me?
About you?
Yeah, I don't know what that would like.
You know, I don't know how to write a happy song. It's very hard for me to write a happy song. And when I think of you, I think happy thoughts.
Do you? Like, it's funny because so I go through moments, too, where, like, I'm sad and people are like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I feel like I'm responsible for the energy. Like, what's going on with you? Joe, we need happy Joe. And sometimes we
yeah.
need to go through, but.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
our
have
energy.
Like, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I do that a lot. I actually had I was a guest on the show and I watched the video after and I completely didn't realize I cut the guy off and I was like, I'm so sorry, dude. He's like, it's all right. So like, go ahead, what were you saying?
I don't know.
Happy. Like I'm not. So are you going to have like a Selena phase in a way of like expression of like, fuck this. I don't have to be sad all the time. I'm going to embrace like the wild side or the fun or like,
No, I mean, I said, you know, I sing songs that have to do with what I'm going through in life. And, you know, yes, I'm going through hell right now because of my divorce, but at the same time, you know, I believe I have found love and, you know, so I'm feeling good, and I'm just trying to see where that goes. And of course, you'll hear me write about it.
Where do you find love? Oh, you're. I'll tell you in a song about
in
it.
All
the my
wrong
business.
Places.
So you met someone, or you love yourself, or you don't want to talk about it?
No, I mean it's not that I met someone. I've known this person who is actually one of my good friends for many, many years. One of my best friends.
I love it.
Yeah, and so we just finally decided, you know what? Like somehow our roads always end up leading us back to each other. Maybe it's time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's why I say, like, fuck around and find out. We sometimes are afraid to, like, ruin something, or afraid that love, we're like, what, love to, you know, never find it, or, you know, we have to keep pushing and learning. So some people, like, just don't want to fuck around and find out. That's why embracing the bad bitch side. Like, why are so many people afraid to, like, live? Like, I have so many things I could probably say, like, my life sucks, or, you know, I'm broke, or this or that, like, there, but I'm embracing, like, so much now that I don't even think about it. Like, I'm having fun. I'm happy. I can't compare it to before. I was probably happy before. Just more so, like, we can let so many things bother us. All right, so you're divorced. Like, you can either be like, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to think about it, because I know it's all going to work out anyway, and people are people or whatever. Like, what keeps you going? Like, sometimes we get bored of the same routine, or what do you do?
I just do different things, you know? I do get bored of the same thing over and over, and I can't sit still. I have to be doing something. You know, whatever I can do, and, you know, keep myself motivated and rolling, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. So, where are we going to go with this? Like, I really want to, I can't do it with you, because I know, like, I'm expressing more of, like, my own, like, I'm not afraid to say certain things, talk about certain things anymore, so I know that there's some stuff, like, I don't want to go into with you, but we'll do it this way. Like, for me, what I'm saying is I used to be so restricted on what I should say or what I should do. I think there's a time and a place, and I'm just expressing more. Like, I don't give a shit anymore. Like, I care. If I was caring too much about what people were going to think. In your own way, like, what have you found, like, a challenge in your actually, you know what? Scratch that. Let's talk about identity. Fuck that shit. I want to talk about identity because we all have to, like, find ourselves, right? Do you have anything, like, in particular that you remember felt like, this is who I am, and, like, you're a butterfly now?
And I'm about to what?
Like, you're a butterfly. Like, we a cocoon phase and butterfly. Like, you evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything in particular you're, like, that it helped you get to the singing or something in particular, like, this is who I am and I'm not holding back anymore?
I used to get beat up a lot, and people thought I was dead at one point because I was involved in a very tough relationship, and I tried to take my own life because of it, and he had taken music away from my life, and I just remember I was tired of crying. I was tired of being in someone else's shadow all the time, and pretty much, like, not being allowed to speak up, not being allowed to express myself. And I finally reached a point where I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm tired of this. Music is who I am, and I'm just going to do it with or without you. And I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to go as far as I can get. And,
right.
You know,
I
wrote my first song, and you know, I wrote my first song. It was my own picker upper song. I wrote it to myself, and to help me move past that relationship, and, you know, keep singing to myself those words to the point to where I finally believed my own words, and I believed I deserved better, you know, and I realized, you know what, this is who I am. And, you know, I went through hell. I don't need to keep living like crap, like I have all these years. It became a norm for me, and I shouldn't have to accept that. No. So I'm going to do my music, and I'm going to express myself, and I'm going to share my stories. I'm going to share my traumas, and I'm going to talk about how I overcame it and how music helped me heal. And that's exactly what I've been doing.
Isn't it wild how, like, I'm proud of you. It's such a wild learning experience. It's also, all right, the other reason, I love that you said that. Wait, hold on. There's so many things. So it's wild to me that people will come in your life, like, deprive you of, like, shit. And the answer from that is embracing more of and everything times millions of loving yourself. And that shit happened to me, too. Like, I'm not saying, like, as a person in particular, like, I'm actually grateful. Because I'm not going to sit there and keep blaming or pointing fingers for basically what I feel is things happen to us for a reason, but it sucks how, like, certain shit, like, you shouldn't have had gone through certain things. And it's just that it made me realize, just like you said, I'm going to embrace more of myself. And if I can do that for them, I can do that 10 times more for myself and sacrifice time and energy. And that's where I'm at now with all this. It's not that, like, I didn't give up on spiritual readings and stuff. I still do them, but I want to do more help with through comedy. And I love that you share that. So what is the title or the song, your first song to yourself?
It's called No Vales La Pena.
What does that translate
you're
to?
You're not worth, it means you're not worth my energy.
Love that. I love that so much. Now I got to listen to that song. I don't know all the, I know some Spanish. I don't know, but there's languages that, even in the song, like, I just feel it. So I want to play some of your song. I want people to hear it, and we'll talk about that. So this is Andy's song, Me Encanta?
Me Encanta, yeah. That's actually my latest single. And that one talks about how beautiful life is and how we should appreciate the little things in life. Like the sunset, the sunrise, the stars at night, the moon, the ocean, the sand.
Fucking air. And the fact that we can see and breathe. And, yeah, I love it. I'll play some of this for everyone, and we'll come back.
Okay.
Realiza tus sueños.
So that's dope. That's just like gang gang shit, and I'm just kidding. But that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I think that is a happy song. You said you can't do happy songs. That is a happy song. What are you talking about? That's like friggin' awesome.
That is my first happy song, actually.
And to many more.
I hope so.
Makes me really happy because.
Thank you.
I don't think even myself, like, how much time and energy does it take to actually get that final song to, like, to even, like, for me to play it now, like, how much time and energy does it take to record it and come up with it and feel it?
I mean, it's not easy. It's not an easy process. It's time consuming. And aside from that, it's costly. Every song is different, you know, especially when it comes to the writing part of it. There's been songs that I take months to finish. There's been songs that I finish in 30 minutes to write. And it just depends. And I don't consider myself a songwriter. The only times that I've written songs are actually during those times that I'm like really dark and really emotional. And I just put it on paper what I'm feeling. So if you tell me to write a song right now, I can't. I'm not. You know, inspired or grieving or, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't. Each song, you know, has its own little time frame. You can get one done in a recording studio after the writing process is done. You can get one done in 3 hours if you want, if you really try. Some producers take a month to finish. You know, it just depends on how much time and energy you put into it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to do like the vocal? Do you do it like vocal? What's the words? Like practicing all the time? Like
yeah. You have to warm up your vocal cords because you can also strain them. You can, you know, they're just like muscles and tendons. You know, like. Before you work out, before you have a basketball game, what do? You stretch. You have your warm-ups, right? If not, you'll go bust a ligament or whatever. Well, it's the same thing with your vocal cords. You got to warm them up and get yourself glowing, you know, before you sing, you know, at your full potential. It requires training as well.
Do you do that before you flip out on someone? You're like, oh, you know, what are you doing? I'm about to use my voice to my words.
I'll be like, you better be careful what you're talking about because of... I'm kidding. No.
They get the whole like freaking Disney and beyond through Andy Bustamante.
You know, all that stuff actually, it can affect your voice. It can affect your vocal cords. Even the way you cough or the way you clear your throat, you know, you have to not do that so much because it can affect your vocal cords and your singing. So it's
well, even spiritually thinking about like the intention, like if it's negative energy and you're going to be, yeah, it's just like, hey, but we're human. We're human.
Yeah.
So the song is about enjoying everything about life. I think even in the hardest moments, like when I'm at home and I'm like, I don't want to be home. We have a hard time like seeing the good, you know, I'm not saying everything's bad, but we get in our head. What's something that you use or maybe you've used within your bad bitch energy? It's like, snap out of it, Andy.
Out of it?
Yeah, like from going, if you're stuck in your mind thinking about something, and like you're, the song.
You know, I just build up the strength, and I'm just like, okay, focus, you know, focus. We're here right now. You can worry about it later after the show. Mm-hmm. So right now, these people came to watch you, or, you know, it's rehearsal time, so you got to give them your full attention. They deserve that. You know, they're here for that. They're not here for my bullshit or my drama or whatever, you know?
Yeah. We're here for them. Focus, focus. What are you here for? What's your purpose?
Yeah.
Do you, my other question was that, throughout the challenges, because I feel like I can't trust many people. It's not that I don't trust people. It's like I have to, like, keep a distance. I don't know. It sounds weird, but did you have to go through that?
Think people?
Yeah, you know, like, after difficult times or something, maybe you had to cut people out of your life, or do you have a hard time with, like...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this goes for everyone. We all should, you know, protect our energy and pay attention to the red flags, pay attention to our gut feelings, that little voice, our conscience, you know, that inner feeling that we get when we just have a feeling something isn't right. Trust it, listen to it. More than likely you're right. Don't ignore it. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've gotten much wiser, and now I don't waste my energy or my time on nonsense like I would before. As soon as I notice that red flag, and I know that someone's no good for me, I cut them off. I don't need to justify anything to anyone. I don't need to explain. I just cut them off. You know, this is my life, and I'm going to – my energy, and I'm going to protect it. And you do you, and I'm going to do me. You know, and I think everybody should be like – everybody should do that.
Preach.
Don't waste your time, you know, falling into a cycle, repeating the same thing – patterns over and over again. Don't trap yourself in a cycle. The moment you recognize something isn't right, pay attention, cut them off, let it go, remove them, or remove yourself from that situation.
I think we
God's gonna keep putting you in that situation until you learn your lesson.
Yeah, God did it. I love that. Yeah, we have boundaries aren't. They were challenging because I didn't know. Like, oh, right, I gotta stop allowing of this. And we want to please people, and we're, like, want people to be happy. At the same time, we have to understand, like, we can't let people have access to us all the time. We got to do what we got to do. It sucks, but, like, is what it is. And then we sometimes, like, the process has been, like, a journey for real. For real, for real. So did you ever think about, like, changing your, like, well, you're not going to do it now, obviously, but did you think about, like, should I change my name, like a stage name? Or were you going to be, like, did you have a name picked out before? You're like, nah.
No, you know, I was told it's my complete full name, which is Andrea Bustamante. And I was like, that's real long, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't want to use it. I was like, I think it's too long. It's too big of a name. And so then they're like, okay, well, then do Andy Bustamante. I was like, still, I don't want Bustamante in there. I go, I think I just want to be Andy. That's it. Simple. I don't want a big fancy name. I just want people to know me as that girl next door. You know, I'm just a normal human being, just like everybody else. I'm not nobody special.
Some people might hear girl next door is something else, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
The hot girl next door. But yeah, I hear you. I get that. Like I always wanted people to know, like, I'm human too, just like you. I breathe air and I cry sometimes and I laugh, and then I also, you know,
I get
lonely sometimes. Like, I'm human. I think a lot of people are trying to avoid, like, the I'm not lonely. I love myself. Like, I just got to a point where I was like, okay, this is how I feel. But that's dope. I just keep changing my name, Baby Joe, a millennial Sir Die. Like, I'll just bounce around from it. I'm always gonna be Joe. Like, I always wanted to, like, what should I do next? Should I shift my name, a new page, or I'm always gonna be Joe. Like, it don't. At the end of the day, don't matter. Like, I'm still Joe. Like, everything's with me. I am the gift to the world. So have you, like, inspired, are your kids like, I want to do this now too?
Yeah, my little girl wants to sing. My little girl, you know, loves to sing, learn the Spanish language and sing Spanish songs. And, you know, she wants to go to my shows so that I can keep taking her up on stage to sing and dance with me. She gets mad if I invite another little girl to do so and not her. they my little girl, I see her doing it. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh. Are you gonna write a book eventually? Would you write a book?
Would I write a book? Honestly, I found myself writing my life story a couple weeks ago, and I got about 12 pages done.
Wow.
And it just talks about a certain part, just a portion of my childhood, you know? And I was just like, wow, man, like, I should probably write a book of what I've been through. A lot of people don't know what I've been through and have judged me, you know, since childhood. And to this day, they'll judge me because they think they know who I am, or they think they know what I've been through, and they have no idea. They have no idea, you know, what I lived in my parents' home. They have no idea what I lived afterwards. They have no idea the kind of abuse and trauma I've endured and how I've had to overcome all that crap. I felt like it was good.
How to be the bad bitch. Embracing your bad bitch. People are never going to really, I'm not saying everyone, there's always going to be people that, just because who you are, they're not going to like us for who we are. And that's why, even for myself, like, people aren't going to always like what I'm saying or how I'm saying it, but I had to learn how to, I'm still doing, I'm letting go. A joke's a joke, time and a place, you want to be my friend, like, it's just stupid sometimes. Like, people rather fight over, like, political views and still, like, unfriend each other. Like, I want to be around the people that you get me for who I am and you love me for who I am. The same thing with you, like, so there's always going to be someone, but we don't have to worry about that. It's more or less keep embracing who you are. I totally get what you're saying. People don't understand how much it takes to even pursue your dream, financially, everything. So that's pretty awesome. You actually started already. Maybe you're going to align yourself with, you know, the moment you're pretty much done with it and even more doors open for you. Have you seen any opportunities or things that are about to open up for you or anything new that's going to help you grow?
I was actually, you know, part of a TV show not too long ago, and I've already started, you know, performing for festivals, bigger venues. So, you know, it takes time, and I'm blessed to have the opportunities and the doors open for me like they have been lately. And you know, I can't imagine what's going to happen in the future, and I hope, I'm looking forward to it, to see what else happens.
That is so awesome. Because I understand that. Like, you, I see it on so many different levels. Like, that is so cool. I want to, I thought about this so many times. I'm definitely going to come visit, or wherever you're going to go on tour or something one day, but I will see you one day. I want to surprise you, but I probably won't be able to because I get too excited. Like, hey, I'm going to be at your show. But I can't wait because I know that's going to come one day. I hope you're ready for it.
You
will be. It's funny how it works. Like, all of a sudden, bam, and the world hears your song. And are you going to – do you only do songs in Spanish or the
– No, I actually do some covers in English as well.
Mm. That's what's up. I love that. I like even the blend. Sometimes they even blend it, like, in Spanish and English. Either way, I love both of it. What do you have going on within the next couple of weeks? Any events for everyone?
I'm on break until the 22nd of October. 22nd is my next show, so I'm looking forward to that. Taking a little bit of a break. I've got a lot of stuff going on with my divorce and stuff, but yeah, 22nd.
You're making history. People are going to be like, "Oh, damn, she slayed and she did that, and she still kept going." People. So where do you already have an event scheduled for after that?
Yes, I have several. Actually, the month of November, I'm booked every weekend except Thanksgiving weekend. And December, I have some venues booked as well. So I'm going to be pretty busy.
Well, it's an honor to have you on this podcast and radio show, whatever words. And I'm proud of you. I think this is like, I'm glad. You never know, like, with time and history and stuff. This might be, like, one of the funniest, well, funny to me in a sense of, like, how time plays out and like remember that, like, oh my god, just don't come back and sue me for anything, please. Like, I took your song and played it, and if I maybe I'll just put Andy and change your name on it, who knows. But it's cool to go on this journey with you in my own way. I think that sometimes we as people forget, like, we think we're the, not in an egotistical way, like we're the ones chasing our dreams, and there's no, it just feels good to see someone else doing their thing too. And keep doing it. I'm so happy for you, and you deserve it. And at the same time, embrace that bad bitch side. You're like, fuck this shit, I'm going to do this. And that book, man, I can't believe you already got 12 pages or whatever you did. I can't even sit down and start thinking about a book. But one day, maybe I'll pay someone and tell them. But I can't even remember half the stuff. I have to go back through my memories and, like, the things that I locked up that are in my subconscious mind that I probably need to heal, but I don't want to remember. Who knows? But thank you for coming on. And
thank you.
I hope to have you on again.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, so everyone else, I'm going to be doing a lot more shows, radio show and whatnot. And what I also do, I still do the readings. You're going to have to probably text me I still have the business number, which is 845-202-2093. Or you can message me on Instagram. I still have that. But you shall find me. You can always email me. I'm sure there's an email. I got to work on details. I look forward to doing more of these. And Andy, anything you want to send some people off with? Like, what's inspirational? Anything, like, you feel inspirational about? Give me some words.
No, well, just, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in, and thank you for having me on your podcast show. If there's any advice I can give you all, is focus on your own growth and nobody else's. You know, just like the moon and the sun, they shine at their own time. You will have your time to shine. Pretty much all I have to say, and thank you once again.
Yes. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll probably do more. I'm going to do a bunch, so look forward to the live ones or the recording wherever this goes. I don't know how it all works, but you'll find it. And have a great rest of your day. And hopefully this touched on your life a little bit and inspired you. Otherwise, listen to it later again, because that you should. There's a whole bunch of great stuff. So take care.